Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The Naked Queen, a tangential Arthurian legend by Ellen Hall, is a novel of royal intrigue, centering on an eccentric queen in the time of young King Arthur, a tale that delivers an eclectic mix of courtly affairs, following the Naked Queen and the royal family of Tabitha as they battle a foe so monstrous it will take all of their cunning and intelligence and a span of a quarter of a century to dispel. Ellen Hall is a North Carolina columnist and theater critic for over 30 years, also a published poet, essayist, short story author, as well as a theater enthusiast. A graduate of Augusta State University of Georgia, he studied oral interpretation for performance at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. This is his first novel, The Naked Queen, a tangential Arthurian legend, featured at the 2019 LA Times Festival of Books. The author, Ellen R. Hall, joining us on This Week in America. Ellen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
It is such a great story. I want to talk about the background on all of this and how you came up with the story. Let's first of all talk about the inspiration. I mentioned this was your first novel. What inspired you to write The Naked Queen?
Well, I have long since been a fan of everything Arthurian, from the Knights of the Round Table, even down through the dragons and the demons. And I wanted to write a tale that was in that era, but not necessarily something directly linked to King Arthur. Arthur comes into it because the protagonist of the book, whose name is Darien, is trying to figure out how and why he was chosen by the queen, his mother, as her son and biographer. And he goes across Europe trying to figure out with his estate if what he experienced in his lifetime was anything like any other court, and it turns out it is not, of course. But when he finally reaches England and Arthur, he tells Arthur the tale. But the thing about it is that Darien has been sent to Arthur specifically by the Lady in the Lake. And the Lady in the Lake tells him two things. One, you have to speak to King Arthur personally and tell him your story. Second of all, if King Arthur cannot help you, you must ask to speak to the mage. Now, this baffles Darien. He has no idea what that means. But as it turns out, it means Merlin. And if once Arthur and Darien meet Merlin, then everything changes.
It's such a fascinating read. What a great story. The Naked Queen. Arthur, Ellen Hall is our guest on the program. Talking about King Arthur, I had King Arthur on the mind as we were talking there. Go ahead and try to summarize your book in several sentences, especially to someone who may not be familiar with the book or its topic. And you've done an excellent job so far of explaining the whole concept of the book. Put it down in terms of people that maybe are not familiar with King Arthur and why they should be interested, because this is such a great story.
Okay, this takes place in the 1100s in this little tiny country called Tabithia, which is named after the explorer who founded it. His name was Tabit. And two centuries later, King Balazar has gained the throne in Tabithia, and he's acting very erratically. His ministers, his priests, his people all think he's lost it because he's concocted this terrible ritual. And it takes place every full moon, and each full moon he brings to the court some poor maiden of the realm who is put to an awful, terrible test, none of which have been able to withstand it. And he continues to do this every full moon for 2 years. On the 24th full moon, he is yet to begin another one. There's another poor victim standing in front of him. And he's interrupted by some woman that he doesn't know, the court doesn't know, She calls herself Serenya, and she tells the king that there is no peace in his kingdom. He must not add to his sin. This child must be sent home. Well, the king's having none of that. So he says, who are you? Who do you think you are to tell me what to do? And she says, my name is Serenya. I know what you would have me do, and this I will do, but you must send the child home. Well, okay, as long as he's got his victim for the night, Balazar is happy to do that. Well, as it turns out, Serenya not only passes the test, she passes it with such a grace that none can fault her for it, and she completely baffles Balazar. Balazar has never found someone who can actually pass this test. So he tells her, he says, you must rest and eat, and when I call you this evening, you will come. And she says, yes, I will come. And for me, it will be a very long time between. Well, in any case, because of what Serenya has done for Tabithia and for Balazar, he marries her, makes her his queen. But the second night, not the wedding night, but the second night they're married, Balazar is suddenly very far from Serenya, and she looks into his eyes and sees the coal black eyes of a demon staring back at her. And she doesn't know what to do now. She has no idea. She was sent to him to get him to stop the ritual, and she managed to do that, but now she's facing an entirely different situation, and she doesn't know how to handle it. So she asked to speak to the priest, and the priest and she have a long discussion, and finally he agrees to send for a exorcist. Well, in the 1100s, in Middle Europe, there isn't an exorcist to be found. So Serenya does whatever she can to battle this demon that keeps... This demon does not possess Balazar. He simply attacks him and holds him for a few some minutes, maybe hours, and then releases him again, which is baffling everyone, including the priest. The priest have never heard of a possession that only lasts a day or two. All of this is completely unheard of, and no one seems to know what to do about it, which is what takes so long. It takes another 10 years for a priest to show up at Tabithia, and he takes one look at Balazar, and he says, that king is not possessed. If a man is possessed, then he is possessed until the demon is driven out. He is not possessed. Well, that's because that priest does not know that this demon did not actually possess him. He just laid hands on him every now and then. During all this, several things are going on at court. Balazar's ritual has caused a faction to form that wants him off the throne. And it is Queen Serenya who is attempting to keep him on the throne. And she can't deal with two fronts. So she calls on her son, Darian, to try and keep things at peace in the kingdom and in the courtroom while she is trying to battle this demon. And it is his story that we hear mostly of when he sits down and talks to King Arthur about this. He must battle the faction that decides that Serenya must be dethroned. He defends the castle against that faction and a mighty catapult that threatens to bring the place down around his ears. He must then go out and find, hopefully within Tabithia, a boy who has been kidnapped and is being held as the future king of Tabithia. And finally, he and his mother, Serenya, must join forces with the ministers to perform their own exorcism, since no other man is available to do so, since there is no exorcist. And it is these developments that make up the bulk of the story that you read in The Naked Queen.
Yeah, the book is The Naked Queen. It's written by Alan Hall, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What is there an overall theme of your book?
Well, the overall theme really is individuality. It has to do with people who are very much their own people. Serenia is a woman like no other. She insists on going without garb. She was raised that way. She lived in a small country that had a temperate climate, and they believed that the body, as God created it, needs no adornment, and that's the way she was raised. And so she asks of her king that he keep her that way for that reason, and also for the reason that she's able to stymie this demon if she is within reach when the demon attacks Balazar by attempting to take Balazar to herself and embrace him and change and stymie the demon in that way. So she says that in order to do this, that's another reason I must remain bare. I cannot deal with these my monstrous robes that you people wear. They are mightily difficult to unravel. So that's the other reason that she tells the court,
yes,
all as well, why she must remain as she is. And she becomes the Naked Queen and spends 25 years on the throne with nary a problem at all, save that this one faction wants he, Balazar, and she, Serenia, gone. It's another complication that takes things beyond that. But the individuals each, three individuals join forces to take on everything that comes, and it is their rugged individuality that is the basis for this entire program.
The book is The Naked Queen. With us is the author, Alan Hall. It's got fascinating characters. It's a real page-turner once you get involved in the story, and the story moves along with all the twists and turns and the elements that Alan has talked about. Do you feel the book is relevant in today's society?
Well, it is, in that it's always been in society the desire to overtake the individual, to make the individual part of a group rather than an individual who operates on his own. And each individual human being must battle against that to a certain degree. There is society's norms and pressure to conform, and this pressure can become quite great at odd times, and it is up to the individual to learn how to both be able to adapt and to be his own individual and while still addressing the norms of society. And these rugged individuals are the people who move history forward. The saying is that there's no tame woman ever made history. Well, no tame individual ever made history, in point of fact. And it is the rugged individual who leads the rest of the group in new directions and to higher goals.
A couple minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. Why do you think the book stands out so much in being highly praised as it is? It's different than the other books like it. Why is that?
Well, it is an Arthurian tale that could never have been told before now. If Arthur Conan Doyle had tried to write this thing, he'd be run out on a rail.
Yes.
When we talk about this in present terms, it's a tale that cannot have been told unless looked at from this period, from our period. If we look back on it, the tale makes sense. If you're standing in Tabitha in the 1100s, this tale makes no sense to you whatsoever. It is the frank discussions that take place within the book that make this book so individual and different from the others of its genre. There is a passage in the book where Serenya and the high priest, whose name is Benedict, sit down and have a knockdown drag out over whether or not an individual should have the right to choose his or her own mate, and further, whether or not that individual has the right to decide which sex that mate is to be. And this appalls the poor priest, and there's a frank discussion about homosexuality in that very chapter. So it glances off to take up that subject. There is a very devoted couple in the book who is gay. They are part and parcel of the novel. And it's rather like women's liberation in the 12th century, if you can wrap your head around that.
Yes, trying to, yes. Alan Hall, our guest on the program. The book is The Naked Queen. A couple of minutes left in the program here. I want to ask you about the takeaway. Very briefly, what do you hope the reader gets from reading The Naked Queen? Besides a really good story, well told, what else do you hope we take away?
Well, again, it is an adventure story, and that is first and foremost what it was written to be. But it also has that reality that every one person must look first inside himself before he can decide what he's going to look at with the rest of the world.
Yes.
And finally, that one aspect of homosexuality. I took a look at that. I grew up in a very small town in Appalachia, and the gay population of that small town never was treated well. And it reflects pretty much the way gays had been treated across the country and across time. The gays have never been treated in any way except badly. And I just thought, if we were to look at that from a different angle and see if we can't look at each individual as a human being first and a sexual being second, then things would develop in a much different fashion than they have before now.
Well, you've done an excellent job in the book, which I say was featured at the 2019 LA Times Festival of Books. The book by Alan Hall is The Naked Queen, a tangential Arthurian legend. The book is available at Amazon. We'll send you there. The book's available, of course, wherever books are sold, send you to Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the Amazon link that will feature Alan's book, The Naked Queen. Alan, excellent job with the first novel. Hopefully we'll have you back and talking about many, many more. It's a very well-done story that you've brought to the public, The Naked Queen. Thank you so much for being with us on the program and sharing on today's program.
Thank you, sir. It was good to be with you.
Thank you. The book, once again, The Naked Queen by Alan Hall. The book's available at Amazon.com, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.